21-year-old woman revealed recently in her blog online that she called off her wedding just a week before the big day. And the reason why she called off her wedding? She says her fiancé is addicted to watching porn. And that bothered her so much, she said, that there's no way we can go with it. She wrote on her blog, it's just sick and disgusting. She went to go use his phone, and she saw that he, it doesn't say the words, but there was three words on there that he searched for and had a couple of tabs that had pornography on it. And she says that she wants to be in a relationship governed by God's law. Now, she's getting some criticism online saying she's overreacting to discovery, while others say, you know, that's fine if you want to call it off, if that's your personal belief, but you shouldn't reveal the reason that you broke up. And I'll agree with that. You should say, hey, the wedding's off, because if he does have a porn addiction, let him get help. And I don't know what your opinion, 317-239-1009 is, but with this, if you're with somebody, it was a four-year relationship, according to her blog post that I read into, I feel like you love that person deeply. And if they really do have a porn addiction, which is a real thing, and I will agree on that, don't you want to try to work that out with them? Like, you're just going to say, that's it? That's disgusting? Because I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm not going to get into that. I don't care. To each their own. You want to watch porn together? Cool. You don't? That's fine. I know, Alex, you got your beliefs, and that's totally cool. But if you love somebody and were with them for 4 years, engaged 1 week until forever, would you like to maybe try to postpone the wedding and work it out?
Isn't that what she's doing? She's saying we're ending the engagement until you fix this?
I think she's just done. I mean, I'll read some more. I think she's just done, though. Calling it off, like, but if you're that far in love with somebody, would you call it off like that the week before you say I do in front of all your friends and family?
Would I call it off if I found out that my fiance a week before our wedding was addicted to pornography? Yes. Now, I don't necessarily know her story, so I don't know if she's saying like the relationship is totally over and she's just leaving him. Then I feel like maybe she wasn't truly in love with him, because the thing is that love is supposed to be unconditional and no one is perfect. And whether you find out, if you're wanting to marry this person, you're with them for life, you're supposed to be, you know, your vows, if they were to get married, are through sickness and in health. So if he develops a drug addiction or pornography addiction, whatever, alcoholism, you know, all these different things that can happen, you're supposed to stick with them and yes, help them get help, unless they absolutely just refuse to get help for themselves. And you have to get out of this situation. But I mean, I would say I would be ending the engagement if it was me. And then I would be like, hey, you've either got to work on this and you've got to prove to me that you are breaking the bonds of this addiction and this sin, or else we can't get married. But if she's just saying like, well, I'm out, then I just feel like, well, then I don't know that she necessarily was truly in love with him in the first place. Maybe she was looking for an excuse to get out.
She said, I firmly called my wedding off as I sat across from the man I loved, who suddenly seemed to be a stranger to me. Okay, I think it's a bit dramatic. I'm not saying that you're not wrong as this woman, that she's bothered that he has a porn addiction. I'm not saying that's a good thing. But to call off the wedding, like, don't you love that person? I don't think you love the person enough if you're not going to try to be with them and they really have a problem. You've been that long there with them before that you're just going to back out and not help them through their quote-unquote toughest time.
I think your problem is that you don't see pornography as addictive or the same type of status as alcohol or drugs.
No, I agree. Porn is very addictive. I think it is.
Well, that's why she would do that then.
I know, but like, so you're telling me if you found out that your fiance was an alcoholic the week before, you wouldn't marry him? You wouldn't try to get married and help him?
Postpone that. You don't want to enter into a marriage with that. You want to get that fixed first.
What happened to being honest? He wasn't being honest with her. He was obviously hiding this like big
That's
addiction.
Also true.
But Liv, as you
her.
Just said, addiction, who's ever honest though, with an addiction?
Well, still, there was betrayal there. He wasn't honest with her. I would do the same thing and I would not get married to him. I wouldn't break up with him. I wouldn't leave his side. I would say, look, you've got to work on this and this has to get better before I can commit to you for the rest of my life, because you've been lying to me and you haven't been honest. And anyone who was lying to me for that long or mm-hmm. for something that big, I could not marry them.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Sierra,
what do you think about this woman calling off her wedding a week before because she found out her fiance has a porn addiction?
You know, I kind of see both sides. I see where, you know, it would have been better if she just postponed it. But then I also have the thought in my mind, if you were together for 4 years, how could you not sense something? How could you not know?
Well, it was on his phone, so maybe they never checked each other's phones. The only thing I could notice. But I think whether it's a porn thing or any kind of addiction, if it's an addiction, you're pretty mm-hmm. good at hiding it.
Yeah, I don't think that's a really fair yeah. thing to hold against her, because he could have, you know, waited till she wasn't around. It's not like they may not have been living together. You know, they might have chosen not to live together before they were married. So there's a lot of reasons why an addiction like that could go unnoticed in a relationship.
Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who's this?
Kayla.
Kayla, what do you think?
So I actually just got out of a relationship and had the same issue. And I felt completely betrayed. I felt like I wasn't enough. And ultimately, that led to more intense. Ultimately, he wasn't as satisfied with just porn. He ended up seeking out other women, from mm-hmm. escorts to just random anybody that would give him the time of day or attention on Facebook. It was just, it slowly progressed, and I was never enough.
Wow. How right. long were you with that guy for?
Off and on for 10 years.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Two kids together. I mean, it just slowly progressed, and I allowed it because you know, we were together as kids. Kids will be kids, but mm-hmm. it never stopped. And then it slowly just got more intense. And I truly, and this is a new breakup, you know, it's been yeah. a month. So I
right.
truly in my heart believe that he has an addiction. It's not just a porn addiction. It's an altogether sex addiction.
Thank you so much for sharing that, because that's got to be tough to share, but thank you.
Yeah, the thing that makes yeah. pornography so dangerous is that it completely warps the view of how a woman should be in bed, and totally objectifies women. It's so dangerous because it gives you completely unrealistic expectations of how your sex life should be, especially in a marriage. It's totally fabricated.
I agree too. Like, those guys with what they're working with, that's not normal size, okay? Ladies, I'm just throwing that out there.
I've never seen porn, so I don't know why you're looking at me.
Out of all the things Liv the Web Girl's seen in her life, I find that hard to believe. But if you couldn't get through this morning, we want to hear what you think. We'll throw this up on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, and let us know if you were in that woman's situation. Would you call it off? Would you stick with and try to get help? I mean, what would you do?